Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Vitucci of Vitucci & Associates. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management with special emphasis on retirement planning.
My special guest today is Karen Owak. Karen is a clinical exercise physiologist, and she's just written a book, Athletes in Aprons, The Nutrition Playbook, to reach 100. Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Congratulations on this book. This is pretty exciting. You've been doing a lot of TV segments. What was the motivation to write a book?
Well, I've been in the cardiac rehab industry for a long time, and I've found that, you know, I'm treating my patients after they've had their heart attack and after they have all these life, what we call lifestyle diseases. So I wanted to write the book so that they can actually help reduce their risks of these diseases and actually help reverse some of these conditions.
So you don't have to be an actual athlete. I mean, you're probably using that with some levity. It's really just trying to stay as fit as you can instead of getting to the point where you've got heart issues or gastrointestinal issues.
Right. So I define athletes as, you know, not the typical person that wears a uniform, is a high performer, because everyone actually has the capacity to be an athlete. I define an athlete as someone that really strives to be the best they can be. It's more about, not so much about performance, but about perseverance. So they're always striving to be better than they were yesterday. So even the cancer patient, even the cardiac patient can be an athlete.
So you talk in the book about functional fitness. Mm-hmm. Talk to our audience about functional fitness.
So functional fitness is training that focuses on making the body more efficient at performing activities of daily living. So unlike the bodybuilder who is more focused on chiseling out those muscles, the functional fitness trainer is focused on helping the person become more functional, perhaps, you know, lifting up their grandchildren, being able to squat down and get down and pick something up off the floor, you know, loading their trunk with groceries. So doing these activities that they perform every day. So the application is real life.
You talk about having a balance, and we all think about physical health. What about our brain health? I mean, we've seen more cases of dementia. Without good brain health, clearly our quality of life is a big issue.
Right. And, you know, people think about dementia and they think, well, you know, when it's my time, it's my time. But there's so much science now that is associated with dementia and the way that we live. So one of the things about dementia is you can control it. You can lower your risk. Dementia is associated with diabetes. It's associated with cardiovascular disease. It's associated with difficulty in hearing. So a lot of these things that are associated with the way we live can affect our brain health down the road.
So obviously what comes into your body is a huge factor. That's kind of the basis of your whole theory.
Right, right. So what you eat, what I always say in my book, is what you eat becomes a part of you. So you're really taking note of what you're putting in, because that's going to have an effect throughout your brain, your heart, and your entire body.
So when you came in my office a week or so ago, coincidentally, I was eating celery sticks and I had an apple on my desk. Can you put in writing that I will reach 100, please?
I did want to talk to you about that, because celery sticks are not enough. Not enough.
What if I put peanut butter on them? Is that better?
If the peanut butter is the natural peanut butter, it's not the one with sugar and the fats, the unnatural fats in them. So as people get older, they start to lose more muscle mass and they lose it faster. So there's a condition called sarcopenia, and that is the atrophy of muscle as you age. So it's very important for an older adult or any adult, but especially an older adult, to get enough protein. Celery sticks, not enough protein.
It's just water, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you're trying to lose weight, this is actually counter to actually losing weight.
That's why I gained a couple pounds after those couple of days. Oh.
Because what you have to do to lose weight, you have to really work on adding additional muscle, working on building muscle. Because when you lose weight, 25% of that weight that you lose is muscle mass. You have to strike that balance of building muscle while not losing too much muscle, but losing fat.
In your book, Karen, you talk about pulse pressure, different from blood pressure. Is there any predictions on longevity regarding pulse pressure?
Yeah, not a lot of people know about pulse pressure. They do know about blood pressure. And, you know, the ideal blood pressure now is less than 120 over 80. Pulse pressure is taking the difference between that top number, your systolic blood pressure, and then the lower number, which is the diastolic. So if your blood pressure was 120 over 80, then your pulse pressure would be 40. If your pulse pressure is 50, 60, especially 60 or over, if you're over 65, that is an indicator of a potential heart, not only potential for heart disease, but also a heart attack. So you really want to look at those numbers, not only that 120 over 80, but you want to look at the pulse pressure. It indicates that the artery is getting very stiff. When it gets very stiff, it really can't move a lot of blood, and there's just too much pressure. You could break, you know, rupture an artery, or you could have a heart attack, stroke.
Surprisingly, I read in your book, more women die from heart attacks than men, even though men have more heart attacks. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. So women are nurturers, and they tend to not always take care of themselves. They're always putting everybody else first. Is your wife like that too?
Yes, she is. Yeah. I have to say that, yes.
Yeah. And so that's why men, when they have a heart attack, they tend to go to the emergency room sooner, usually, 16 hours after they start having symptoms, which is way too late, by the way. Mm. Women will wait up to 54 hours before they actually go to the ER. The reason why women tend to not survive a heart attack is because, first, they're older than men when they usually typically have a heart attack. Men are usually in their 65 and older, actually, but in my patients, I'm seeing them more in the 40s and 50s.
You're giving me angina pains, as we say.
And women tend to have their heart attacks in their 70s, so they're more frail. They have more comorbidities, meaning they have other diseases and conditions. So if they had to have any type of invasive treatment, then they're less likely to survive.
My special guest today is Karen Owak. Karen is a clinical exercise physiologist. And she's just written a book, Athletes in Aprons, the Nutrition Playbook to Reach 100. Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Congratulations on this book. This is pretty exciting. You've been doing a lot of TV segments. We talk about financial health every week in our show. We've been doing this for 30 plus years. How about physical health? That kind of ties in. If you don't have good physical health, financial health becomes kind of a secondary issue. On chapter 12, you talk about eat this food every day. Talk to our audience about what is that special food?
That special food is flaxseed.
Flaxseed.
And tell me how much flaxseed you eat a day there, Pat.
It's really confidential. I can't tell you. I don't even know.
So flaxseed, we're talking about ground flaxseed. And if you've never seen it, it kind of looks similar to wheat germ, if you've ever seen wheat germ. And it is an omega-3. That's a plant omega-3. It's shown to be anti-inflammatory. A lot of our chronic conditions that we suffer are due to chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is something that you can't see on the outside, like if you had a bug bite. But it's going on inside of your body, inside of your arteries. And having flaxseed, 1 to 2 tablespoons of the ground flaxseed every day is ideal. You don't want to, you might see some whole seeds out there, but you want to make sure that they're ground in order to absorb them.
Do you put it on ice cream or something, or do you just scoop it?
You take a scoop. You could put it on, most popular is putting it on cereal, either cold cereal, hot cereal, in smoothies. I put it in always. It's always a part of my smoothie. And I like it on salads. So sprinkle it on your salad, toss it up instead of croutons. And, yogurt. Yogurt would be another great way to get it in. And you could cook with it. If you were to substitute, if you're baking and you wanted to substitute a whole egg, you can take, you can make what's called a flax egg. And a flax egg is 1 tablespoon of flaxseed mixed with 3 tablespoons of water. You just mix it up, let it set for about 5 minutes. It'll start to coagulate, and then you put it in your baked dish. So you have a really healthy fat, and it gives it your, whatever you're making, like your pancakes, moisture, as well as good nutrition.
So Karen, my wife and I constantly talk about salt. She salts everything, and I salt nothing because I don't need the extra flavor, I guess. And especially if you go out to restaurants historically put a lot of salt in their food. You have a whole chapter, chapter 8 is on salt assaults. Talk yeah. about our salt assaults.
So one of the myths is, I hear this a lot, well, I don't have high blood pressure, so I don't need to control my salt intake. I could eat, you know, troves of potato chips and everything like that. But here's the thing with salt. Salt is actually abrades the inner lining of your arteries. So whether you have high blood pressure or not, it is something that causes aging. So when any kind of food or chemical like cortisol, which is the stress hormone, when it abrades that inner lining of your arteries, it becomes very rough. And then when it becomes very rough, what sticks to it? Plaque. And that's how you get a plaque buildup in your arteries. The recommendation for how much salt to put in your to take in a day, it depends on your age. The most would be, you know, someone that's 70 or older would be maximum of 1,200 milligrams of sodium. You do need a little bit of sodium, but you get a lot of sodium from your foods. And Americans get the most of their sodium from bread. There's a lot of sodium in bread that people don't realize.
Are you telling me I can't eat bread anymore? I'm Italian. I have to have bread.
Well, there are types of bread, like the sprouted, well, I'm calling it sprouted grain bread, that is lower in sodium. It's not full of flour, and it's a lot healthier. I kind of go into depth on the versus mm-hmm. flour versus the sprouted grains in the book.
So chapter 19, fumbles and fixes, why you're not losing weight. I turned to that chapter immediately because I think I'm doing all the right things and I can't lose a pound. I need to lose 10 pounds, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get 10 pounds off me, you'll be my new best friend. Right? Talk to us about fumbles and fixes.
So I need to get an idea of what kind of things that you're eating. Celery sticks, that's not going to help you lose weight. It's going to reduce your calories, but at the same time, you're not getting enough protein to build muscle. You need to lose weight, you need to build muscle, and that's not going to... If you were to have celery sticks with hummus... Hummus would be...
I like hummus.
Oh, that would be perfect because that's made with
beans.
Yeah. And that would be your protein and fiber. So that would really boost up protein intake.
Just lately, the last year or two, I've consciously tried to drink more water because everybody says drink water. And I'm getting better at it. But historically, I would never pick up a bottle of water. But what do they say, 100 ounces a day or something?
Well, it depends on your weight. So this is for the healthy adult. So your weight divided by 2 in ounces. So if you weigh, say, just to make it easy, if you're weighing 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces of water a day. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, if you're trying to gain muscle, meaning also trying to lose weight, then you have to make sure you get that water in, because muscle is 28% muscle, and then the tissue, and then 78% water. So if you don't get enough protein, you don't get enough water, you're not going to build muscle.
Okay, here is the pop quiz here. Mm-hmm. Raw versus cooked. Which is the winner?
Which is the winner?
That's chapter six.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, both. Because of the fact that some vegetables and plants, well, first, the whole idea behind cooking fruits, vegetables, is to break open, you know, there's a lot of nutrients locked behind the cell walls of the plant. When you cook it, it kind of breaks that open and makes it, you know, easier to chew and absorb. But sometimes the enzymes or some of the vitamins are lost, the antioxidants are lost when they're cooked. Some break loose when they're cooked. So a good idea, and I kind of go into which ones are which, but the bottom line is you want to eat both, combination of cooked carrots or as well as the raw carrots. So just, you know, we have the raw foodists who say only eat raw, and that's not true either. Yeah. Something like tomatoes, you really want to, you're Italian, so you definitely want those cooked tomatoes give you the best source of lycopene, which is an antioxidant.
How colorful is my food? I am a fruit fanatic. I mean, I have blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Like a handful or so of each.
Okay.
And somebody said, well, you're taking too much sugar. But the colorfulness, you can't beat the colorfulness of it. Is that just too much sugar? Am I going too far?
So do you eat fruit with anything else?
Just coffee, that's all.
Oh, okay. So one thing to remember is try to include some type of protein at every meal and snack. When you're trying to build muscle, you're trying not to lose muscle.
Somebody said add sweet potatoes to my breakfast or yams.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that's a good longevity food. But the berries are really good for helping to actually lower. They've done studies where if someone had a very high carbohydrate, not a healthy carbohydrate, but and added the berries, that it helped to lower the rush of blood sugar into your system.
Good. My special guest today, Karen Owak. Karen is the author, brand new book just off the press, Athletes in Aprons, the Nutrition Playbook to Break 100. She's a clinical exercise physiologist. She's been on Bay Area TV for many, many years. I assume you can get the book on Amazon or?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon or also Barnes & Noble.
Karen, I'm going to change my habits immediately. That's it. You've given me good coaching. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor, Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of Bay Area offices of Fitucci & Associates near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Fitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Fitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Fitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated. Financial services are not affiliated. Financial services are not affiliated. Financial services.